two of the docket then. We're going to hear the Sampson cases, correct?
Yes, I believe. Yes. Connie, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, good.
Case number 12,149 is an application by Sampson to amend the field rules for Ambrose Bach and Kuhl and establish three 1,280-acre spacing units. Anyone wishing to make an appearance?
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota. And Mr. Examiner, did you? Yeah, you called case 12149. Is that correct?
Correct.
And I'm appearing in that case on behalf of Sampson Resources Company. We intend to call, I believe, three witnesses. And unfortunately, I don't have my spreadsheet with me, so I'm going to need a little help from Connie. Connie is going to be the land witness in the first case, 12149. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And Connie, who will be testifying on geology?
Ken Tompkins.
Okay. And with respect to engineering?
Phil Arnold.
And our first witness, Mr. Examiner, is Connie Wager.
Ms. Wager, this is the hearing examiner. Do you promise to tell the truth in this matter?
Yes, I do.
Proceed.
Thank you. Connie, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Connie Wagers, W-A-G-E-R-S.
And Connie, by whom are you employed and what capacity?
I'm employed by Sampson Resources as Senior District Landman.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes, I have.
And you had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
In preparation for today's hearings, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant land matters?
Yes, I have.
And have you prepared some exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Connie, let's turn to the packet of exhibits for case 12149. Let's turn first to Exhibit 1. Tell us what that is very quickly.
Regional location map showing the three 1280s that we're requesting. There is an error on this. There is one showing on the top that will be taken out. I'll send a corrected exhibit.
Okay. Exhibit 3, you want to tell us what that is, please?
Exhibit 2 is a lease ownership map showing the Ambrose Field, the current Ambrose Field. There's also the three sections or three 1280s that we're discussing today are in a different color.
Kind of a darker.
They're in an orange color.
Okay, thank you. And I apologize, I called that Exhibit 3. I was looking at the page number. Now let's go to Exhibit 2A.
2A is a lease ownership map of sections 18 and 19 of 16398. And sections 13 and 24, 16399, showing working interests of Sampson and his two partners, Baytex and Newlock. Section 13 and 24 of 84.06%, 18 and 19 of 100%.
Okay, and then the next exhibit, 2B.
2B is a lease ownership map of sections 6 and 7 of 16298, showing working interests of Sampson and partners of 93.91%.
No further questions.
Any questions from staff or Ms. Wagers? Mr. Tompkins, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You promise to tell the truth in this matter?
Yes, I do.
Proceed.
Thank you. Ken, state your full name for the record, please. Spell your last name.
My name is Ken Tompkins. Last name is spelled T-O-M-P-K-I-N-S.
And Ken, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I'm employed by Sampson Resources as a geologist.
And you've had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert, correct?
Yes, I have.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion is granted.
Ken, let's go to Exhibit 3. Tell us what that is, please.
Okay, Exhibit 3 is a structure map on the top of the Bakken. It's got a contour interval of 50 feet, showing general dip to the south. The bold red lines on there are the field outlines for Ambrose Field in the center, Blooming Prairie to the east, and Kandak Field to the north. The green shaded areas, excuse me, are the proposed 1280 spacing units we are proposing. The crosshatched black sections are previously approved 1280s. And the blue line labeled AA prime is just a graphical depiction of cross-section AA prime, which is Exhibit 4.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit 4, Ken.
Exhibit 4 is just a series of a few wells that are representative of the Bakken Reservoir's field area. Each well has three tracks. Going from left to right, the track 1 is a gamma ray caliper track. Track 2 is a resistivity track. Track 3 is a neutron density porosity curves. The cross section is hung on the top of the Bakken shale. It's labeled on the side of the cross section. It's colored in gray. The middle Bakken is highlighted in yellow. Lower Bakken shale is highlighted in gray again, and finally in purple is the Sanish member of the Three Forks.
No further questions.
Questions from staff or Mr. Topkin?
Cam, this is Bruce Junker. What's the target for your lateral and your proposed units?
The target will be the Sanish in these wells.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Mr. Arnold, can you hear me?
Yes.
You promise to tell the truth in this matter?
Yes.
Bill, state your name for the record, please.
My name is Bill Arnold.
Spell your last
A-R-N-O-L-D.
Name. Thank you. And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Samson Resources as district engineer.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes.
Had your qualifications accepted as out of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert. Motion is granted. Bill, before we go to Exhibit 5, I know you don't have an exhibit that directly addresses this, but can you tell us a little bit about the configuration of your well and how you would drill it on these proposed 1,280-acre spacing units? And what I'm getting at with that question is, would you drill them primarily north-south, or would you drill them diagonally through the spacing units?
Yes, sure. We will drill these 1280 spacing units in a northerly or southerly direction,
and
not diagonally.
Okay, and in terms of
observing the setbacks, required setbacks, probably 600 feet from each section line.
Well, the commission has a policy where the first well in the 1280-acre spacing unit has to be at least 1,220 feet from either the east line or the west line if it's a stand-up unit. Would that cause any problem in your request for these 1280s?
No, not for the first well.
And in terms of completion of the wells, can you tell us a little bit about that? Would you be doing stage fracking or what's typically referred to as a bullhead frack? Can you discuss that for us?
Yes, stage fracking is what we'd be using. An uncemented liner, most likely, with swell packers in excess of 20 frack stages in these wells.
Okay. And have you drilled any wells in this area where you've done long laterals and stage fracks, or would these be the first wells that would be drilled in this manner in this area?
These would be the first wells that we would have drilled in this manner in this area. There are some long laterals nearby, perhaps just outside these field boundaries, but they were using more primitive or I don't know if primitive is the right word, older completion technology, such as bullhead fracks.
Okay. And now let's go to your Exhibit 5. Can you tell us what that is?
Sure. The top half of Exhibit 5 just outlines the basic reservoir properties of the Bakken Sanish member in this area. It's representative of all these 1280s in this area. And just quickly touch on a couple of those. The average thickness being 10%, average porosity about 6%, and 30% water saturation with some reservoir fluid properties rolled in. I've shown a calculated original oil in place of 1,280 acres here of 2.7 million barrels. Assuming a primary recovery factor of 10%, we're estimating recoverable reserves per 1,280. Of one of these wells to be 271,000 barrels, and the associated gas of 271 million cubic feet. The bottom half of this exhibit shows some simple single well economics, taking the recoverable reserves calculated above, backing out the operating cost royalty and royalties, and applying average oil price of $75 per barrel and $5 per MCF for gas. This well will generate a net sales value of approximately $17 million over a 30-year life. It will generate about $1.9 total million dollars of severance taxes. And when I take out the operating expense, generate a net income of about $13 million over an investment of $5.5 million gross. The return on that investment is approximately 2.35.
And then very quickly, Exhibits 6, 7, 8, and 9 are just fluid analysis from other wells in the area. Is that correct?
Yes, these are taken from a well within this field.
Okay. No further questions. Offer Exhibits 1 through 9.
The exhibits are received. Questions from the staff for Mr. Arnold?
Bill, when you locate the first well in these spacing, it's approximately how far from the east or west line would that lateral be?
1,320 feet.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? Anything else, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
That closes the hearing in 12,149.